Sutton Train Station, audio map. Overview. Sutton Station has two levels, bridge level and platform level. It features a main entrance, a smaller side entrance, a reception lobby, and a ticket hall. The station has four platforms. Two and three are either side of an island platform, while one and four are standard. Platforms are accessible via three staircases from the main walkway or one of three lifts. Sutton Station is a step-free station with lifts in operation and a side gate with further step-free access at platform four. The gate line is staffed from the first train to the last train of the day. Please refer to National Rail Inquiries for the latest station opening times. Entrances. The main entrance of Sutton Station is situated on the High Street. A second side entrance, accessible by both ramp and stairs, is located on the quadrant. Please note this entrance is closed at certain times and is not permanently staffed. Main entrance. With your back to the main entrance, the High Street runs left to right in front of you. Directly ahead is a taxi rank, while about 25 metres to the left is Bus Stop O, named Sutton Station. There are several other bus stops further along the road from this. The main entrance consists of two sets of automatic double doors, which lead into the main lobby. To the left of the entrance, with your back to the main road, is an opening to Marks and Spencer's Simply Foods. During operating hours, this is permanently open. To the left of Marks and Spencer is a pub called the Old Bank. To the right of the entrance are three ticket machines and two information boards, including a tube map. Quadrant entrance. About 25 metres to the right of the main entrance on the High Street, a path leads to the quadrant. To the left of the path is bike parking. Bear right so that the railings are on your left and the wall is on your right. After a short distance, the wall becomes a metal fence with a handrail. Following this path, the side of the station and gate line will be on your left. At the end of the path, stairs immediately on the right lead down to the quadrant. Past the gate line, a long ramp which runs parallel to platform 4 also leads to street level. At the end of the ramp is a motorbike parking bay, currently marked only by white road markings. There are no tactile indicators. If you need to access the station via the side entrance, continue past the motorbike bay and the gate will be on your left. Please note, this gate is not staffed and must be opened by prior arrangement. Gate line and platform access via the quadrant. This entrance has two single barriers and a wide barrier on the left. To the left of the wide barrier is a tall grey help point for gate line assistance. Note that this differs from standard National Rail help points. A ticket machine is located further left of this. Beyond the gate line, you'll be on the main bridge, which connects all platforms. Staircases to platform level are on the right, while lift access to platforms is on the left. From this entrance, platforms are approached in the following order: platform 4, 2 and 3, with platform 1 at the end of the walkway. To the left of the stairs to platforms 2 and 3 is the gate line leading to the main entrance lobby. Main entrance lobby. Upon entering the station's main entrance, the gate line is directly ahead of you. A second entrance to Marks and Spencer's Food Hall is on your left, and the entrance to the ticket hall is on the right side of the lobby. The gate line features two sets of gates separated by a pillar. There are four gates on the left, and typically these are exit only. Access to the platforms is via three gates to the right. The gate on the far right is an accessible gate. Immediately to the right of the gate line is an assisted travel information desk. This gate line is permanently staffed from the first train to the last train of the day. Ticket hall. Upon entering the lobby, turn right into the ticket hall. Note that there are two openings into the ticket hall separated by a pillar. The right opening is the entrance and the left is the exit. Follow the one-way system along a barrier on your left to queue. At the barrier's end, there are two ticket machines on the left, 11 o'clock, and a circular bank of three public telephones separated by privacy screens. Turn left to face the first ticket window, then left again to pass two more windows and exit back into the lobby. Bridge walkway and platform access. After passing through the gate line, the walkway extends left to right immediately in front of you. To reach platform 1, exit the barriers and turn left. Follow the passage to its end, which is marked by a photo booth and an advertising board. Turn left for the lift or right for the steps down to the platform. To reach platforms 2 and 3, exit the barriers and go straight ahead to access the platforms via a staircase. To reach platforms 2 and 3 via the lift, turn right out of the gate line and follow the walkway until you reach an opening on the right. Turn right into the lobby and the lift is on your left. To reach platform 4, exit the barriers and turn right. Pass the stairs to platform 2 and 3 and follow the wall on your left until you reach another staircase leading down to platform 4. At this point, the steps are on your left, the lift on your right, and the quadrant gate line barriers are straight ahead. To access the side exit to the quadrant, exit the main barriers, turn right, and continue to the end of the passage. Platforms. Sutton Station has four platforms. As you enter via the main entrance, Platform 1 is situated to the left. Platforms 2 and 3, Island Platform, ahead of you, and Platform 4 to the right. All platforms have yellow lines and tactile markings. Platform 1. Access is via a wide double staircase with a handrail in the middle. There is a level landing halfway down the stairs. The lift is on the left at the end of the walkway. The call button is to the left of the door with the word down, labelled in Braille. When you reach the bottom of the stairs, the platform runs in both directions. The platform edge is on your right, and as you continue forwards down the platform, you will pass the following on your left. A white cabin for staff use, a coffee zone kiosk, a white circular help point with a call button, an information board with QR codes for timetables, departures, and a map. Staff offices, waiting room and toilets. A vending machine. If you notice a metal grating in the floor, this is in line with the vending machine. There are benches, information boards, and litter bins placed along the platform. Platform 1, waiting room. As you enter the waiting room, the toilets are on the right, starting with the ladies' toilet, an accessible toilet, and finally the men's toilet. The seating area is on the left and runs around the room. It is flush against the walls. Warning! At the bottom of the stairs, the platform runs behind you. The far end of platform 1 slopes overhead into a tunnel, creating a head-height hazard. Avoid this area as crossing the tactile marking on the platforms would be necessary to prevent injury. Platform 2 and 3 by stairs. Platforms 2 and 3 are island platforms separated by a central passenger lounge. Please note that platform 3 is a curved platform with access via a wide double staircase adjacent to the main gate line. The staircase has a handrail down the middle, and there is a level landing halfway down the staircase. At the bottom of the staircase, platform 2 is immediately on your left. Platform 3 is set further away to the right. Just ahead is a small bank of seats, three facing platform 2 and three facing platform 3. Beyond the bank of seats is a set of automatic double doors which lead into the passenger lounge where there is further seating and toilets. The platform extends in both directions and has benches, information boards, and litter bins placed along the platform. Warning! At the bottom of the stairs, the platform runs behind you. The far end of platform 2 slopes overhead into a tunnel, creating a head-height hazard. Avoid this area as crossing the tactile marking on the platforms would be necessary to prevent injury. Platform 2 and 3 by lift. To reach platform 2 and 3 by lift, turn right out of the gate line and follow the walkway until you reach an opening on the right. Turn right into the lobby and the lift will be on your left. Exit the lift and turn right into the lobby. Proceed through automatic doors ahead of you to access the platforms. You'll enter a large open area which separates the platforms. The staircase from the bridge is to your left. Portions of this area are undercover. There are several banks of seats dotted throughout, as well as two vending machines. The main passenger lounge is situated at 11 o'clock from here. Warning! There is a notice board suspended on poles amongst this bank of seats, which poses a collision hazard as a cane can pass underneath it. Passenger lounge, platform 2 and 3. The passenger lounge is accessible via double doors, which are straight ahead of you when you reach the bottom of the staircase. You can also access the passenger lounge via automatic doors on platform 2 and 3. When entering from the stairs, an information help desk is located on the left-hand side. This is staffed 24 hours a day. Beyond the help desk, automatic doors on the left-hand side lead to platform 2. There is passenger seating ahead leading to another set of automatic doors, which takes you to the customer toilets. Both toilets are accessible with a changing places toilet on the left and accessible toilet and baby changing facilities on the right. From the help desk, turn right to find further cafe-style tables and chairs and double doors, which lead to platform 3. Platform 4. Access to platform 4 is located next to the side entrance of the station. With your back to this gate line, the lift can be found on your left and the staircase on your right. If you are accessing platform 4 from the main entrance gate line, turn right and follow the walkway to the end. In this instance, the stairs will be on your left and the lift on your right. As before, the staircase is a double staircase with a handrail in the middle. There is a level landing halfway down the stairs. At the bottom of the stairs, the platform edge is on your left. Please note this is a curved platform and continues ahead and behind the stairs. As you move along the platform ahead, you will pass the following along the right wall: a white cabin for staff use, often staffed in colder weather. A white circular help point on the wall, immediately beyond the cabin and with a call button. Note that a waste bin sits directly underneath it. Benches, information boards, and litter bins. A vending machine. As you proceed along the platform, the ground slopes upwards. This prepares you for the arrival of a side gate, located on the right, that leads out to the quadrant. Please note that this is only opened by prior arrangement and is mostly used by people with wheelchairs when the lift is out of order. Platform 4, waiting room and lift access. At the foot of the stairs, turn left, then left again to access the rear of the platform. The platform edge will now be on your right. As you move along the platform, you'll find a waiting room on the left with access via a sliding door with an open button to the left of the door. Inside, fixed seating is available on both sides. When exiting, the door control is on the right. To reach the lift, turn left out of the waiting room. An opening immediately behind it leads to the lift. As you turn into the opening, the lift is on your right with the call button on the right-hand side of the lift doors. Glossary. Concourse, the main internal area of the station before the gate line. This is enclosed by a large glass canopy. Forecourt, the external area outside and in front of the station, south, which is covered by a large glass canopy. Gate line, where the ticket barriers are located, separating the main concourse from the platforms. Island, a bus stop or train platform which is in the centre of a roadway or between train tracks. Passenger assist, a free service provided by train operators to help passengers who may need extra support while travelling. A designated member of staff will assist you onto the train and call ahead, so a colleague will meet you when you exit the train. It is a service you can book in advance or request when you arrive at the station. Terminus, where the tracks/platforms are the end of the line. trains come into the station and leave in reverse. Wide gate, an accessible barrier which is wider than usual for people with luggage, users of wheelchairs, mobility scooters, or for anyone that may require extra space. Wide gates usually have staff available to assist. Ends,